Summer's for fishing and for lounging around.
Fall is for raking all the leaves off the ground.
Winter is for skiing like Torvald and Dee.
But we all know that spring is the season to clean.
Spring cleaning, spring cleaning.
We deodorize and sanitize and harmonize too.
Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
Get that damn fluffy beer out of my face.
You didn't reach across the bar and smack him across the face and say, drink local, damn it.
See how clever we are?
Well, hello again, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast
hello.
Dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week, I'm Mike from Boston, and with me this week is...
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right. And for this week, we're doing our spring cleaning episode. We need to clean out the beer fridge. I don't know if you saw the website. The beer fridge is looking pretty full.
Yeah.
Saw the image on the website. But we need to clear some stuff out. So we're going to pull a few things from the beer fridge. Toby, what are you pulling from the beer fridge this evening?
I am cleaning out my Bridgeport Hop Czar. And a hairy eyeball from Lagunitas. Those are my really? Two selections this week.
Hairy eyeball in your beer fridge?
Yeah.
Ew. I guess you do need some spring cleaning.
It's a little itchy.
Yeah. For me, I'm going to the Smutty-Nosed Star Island Single from Smutty-Nosed Brewing Company. And Dogfish Head's Chicory Stout.
Wow.
I think the Smutty Nose is like a Belgian Abbey style. Yeah. So I'm going Abbey.
Single?
Stout.
It's not a double? The single.
It's
not
just a
double.
Single.
Right?
Yes. Hence the name. So, yeah. Let's drink some beer.
Alrighty. That was fast.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Time for the tasting flight.
That's right.
On the west coast.
West coast tasting flight number one. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am trying the Bridgeport Hop Czar. That's Bridgeport Brewing Company out of Portland, Oregon. They've been brewing since 1984.
It was a good year, by the way.
Right.
Maybe I'm dating myself, but it's a good year.
You can find them on the internet at www.bridgeportbrew.com. This is an Imperial IPA, 8% ABV with 85 IBUs.
We like to call it a DIPA here on the show.
Yes.
A DIPA.
It's an IPA.
Yeah.
It uses over 2 pounds of whole leaf hop cones in each barrel. And those hops are Nugget, ooh, Chinook, Cascade, and Centennial. This is available year-round. Rate Beer gave this a 91 out of 100. And the Beer Advocate users gave it a B. Let's crack it.
Wow. What was it on their website that actually scores it 97 out of 100? Didn't say.
I haven't had much from Bridgeport, but the couple that I have had are pretty decent beers.
I've had a couple from them.
So it pours out a very golden amber color. It's a little cloudy, a little murkiness going on. I got about a quarter finger of head, so not much. It's sustaining fairly well. On the nose. Nice, subtle mixture of Yeah, there is that sweet malty character there. And the hops, it's not really in your face hops. It's very subtle. A little bit of pininess. There's a little bit of that grapefruit type hop. And I'm picking up some sort of a cereal grain. All right, I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Swish. Get the beer coaster scope action.
Yeah. Big grapefruit. Yeah. It finishes with that really nice, bitter grapefruit. There is a little bit of sweetness in there, a little bit of toastiness. But nice, really nice big hops, but it's not too much. It does feel like an imperial, but the malts aren't really too... It's not real thick, you know? It's not thick with maltiness. It's very clean, very fruity, a little bit of like an earthy pine hop in there.
Sounds like the malts are in their proper place in the back seat.
Yeah, I think so. And it's not too bitter. I mean, it does have a dry, bitter aftertaste, but it's more of like that, like I said, like a grapefruit bitterness and not like an astringent, you know, super dry bitterness. It's actually pretty nice. If I was going to pair this with something.
Something spicy.
Yeah, I could do spicy. I'm thinking chicken. I had chicken for dinner. I had some like fried chicken sandwich type thing for dinner, and I think that if I had
like
a
chicken tonight,
maybe a Cajun
like chicken tonight,
maybe a Cajun chicken possibly would go good with this.
That's right.
How about a Cajun chicken salad? How about that?
All right. Please throw that out there. That is your food pairing.
Throw it out
there. It's cast in stone. Forever goes down in the Beer Coaster archives.
So that is the Hop Czar, Czar, like the Russian
Czar
King. Imperial IPA from Bridgeport Brewing Company, baby.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Alright, time for my tasting flight. I get to drink some beer, folks. That's right. Here on the East Coast, I'm going to try a Smutty Nose. And this is their Star Island Single. This is from a Smutty Nose Brewery. And their website is www.smuttynose.com. And I may have mentioned this before, but Smutty Nose was founded in 1994 by the folks who started the Northampton and Portsmouth breweries. If anybody's familiar with this area, there's the Portsmouth Brewery. It's kind of almost like a big village where you can get all kinds of different beer, and it's like shops and stuff around.
That's crazy. And
I gotta get up there to go there I can.
It's like Beer Town.
Yeah, Beer Town. Yeah, it's Beer Town in New Hampshire. So the ABV on this beer is 5.1, and the IBUs were not available. This is an Abbey style ale. I didn't get much in the way of ingredients, but I did find that they used some honey malts and Belgian yeast strain. Rate Beer rates this 47 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this AB, and the Alstrom Brothers have not and sent this beer.
47 and then a B? Wow.
I'm cracking it. Yeah, a little odd. This may be a bit of an odd duck. I'll be the judge.
Yes.
Well, on the pour here, a very pale ale type color. A little paler than pale ale, actually.
So paler than pale ale.
Paler than pale. It's a very light golden. There's a little bit of cloudiness, but I really think it's just because of the fact that it's very, very cold. This thing would probably be pretty clear because I can almost read the computer screen through the beer, and it's not completely settled yet. There's virtually no head. It's kind of dissipated down to nothing. It's starting to get even yellower. I'm going to take a whiff here on the nose. Whiff. Fruity. It's like a fruity, flowery scent. I guess kind of, it is kind of honey-ish. Like a honey, flat, like a clover honey.
Hmm.
Maybe some bready malts. There's some kind of spice in there too, but I can't quite pick out what it is.
Is this a regular offering from Smutty Nose, or is this some...
Yeah, this is a regular six-pack. That comes in a regular six-pack.
Wow. From them. It's an interesting brew to be regular, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some kind of spice in here. It's like a, yeah, Abbey style, but there's... I gotta take a sip. I can't wait.
You gotta.
Taking a sip, yeah!
It's bready. Like a lemon... Like a lemon bread. I don't want to say quite like a lemon cake, like a lemon poppy seed type cake, because it's like a very lemony bread. Not citrusy in the way of like the grapefruit style, you know, like Cascade and whatnot. This is very lemony. And I'm getting some breadiness, but it's not full on the tongue. It's actually quite light. Like I know when I taste some of those bready malts, it usually kind of almost adds to the mouthfeel, and this doesn't really do that. It's still very thin. Yeah, it's interesting because I'm kind of trying to discern like what it is, because it doesn't quite taste, you know, what I know to be the Abbey style. I couldn't really kind of pinpoint it. Like if I were to maybe do a taste test, I don't know if I'd be able to kind of sort this out and be able to tell you like what style it is.
Like a blind taste test, if somebody just put the glass down in front of you and said,
"Yeah, like what style?
What do you think about this?" Yeah,
I would think it's kind of like a pale ale, but then there is kind of a sweet yeastiness coming through, and I think that spice is like a coriander. If I had to guess, very drinkable. I had to pair this with something.
Well, you don't have to, but that's just what we do here.
Yeah. I think I would pair this with a chicken club. I think a chicken club would go very well with this beer. It's very drinkable, almost like a Belgian session style.
Yeah,
if you get a chance, check it out. This is one of their regular offerings from Smutty Nose.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Toby. We got some hop topics this week.
Yeah. This we got this story from beernews.org.
Surprise, guys.
And this actually comes from the Brewers Association. They just put out their the latest count, basically, the brewery count for 2010. The title of the story is U.S. Craft Breweries Grow 11% by Volume in 2010.
Ooh.
So in 2009, we had, let's say, 71 regional craft breweries, which Mike and I were talking. They give these, it's all separated out by large non-craft brewers, which we all know who they are, the regional non-craft brewers, and then the regional craft breweries. And so in 2009, it went from 71 up to 80 in 2010 for the regional craft breweries. But the biggest piece of the pie comes from brew pubs. And then
they microbreweries. Count those?
Yeah.
Is that done in the brewery count?
That's done in, the total like U.S. breweries. Brew pubs are included in that. Because if you go to the Brewers Association website, they break it down for, they tell you, you know, the different levels of craft beer. You know, they go like... Like we talked before, a hop topic a few weeks ago, we talked about nano breweries and those type things. And then from there, you go up to like brew pubs, microbreweries. So brew pubs take up the biggest piece of the pie. And from there, you go to microbreweries and then regional craft breweries, regional non-craft, and then large non-craft. So the large ones, there's actually 20 in the United States. That hasn't changed in the past at least 2 years. That hasn't changed. There's still just 20, which is not surprising. I mean, you know, how often do you have like a large non-craft brewery that all of a sudden is there, unless it went, you know, unless Sam Adams busted the 6 million barrel mark and bam, that would be 21. Break off into
little pieces.
Yeah. If anybody out there knows what a regional non-craft brewery is,
yeah, please
let us know, because that kind of confuses us.
Yeah, not sure exactly what that means.
We checked out the Brewers Association website, and they don't really define that in some of the stuff that we've looked up. But one of the interesting things is within these little pie charts, they also have a line chart. Is that what it is?
Sure.
Starting, you know, from the year 1900 all the way up to the present day, and they do this 110-year brewery count, which was really cool because we've almost, actually we did, we've surpassed what we once were. So we've come full circle in the number of breweries in the United States since the year 1900.
So there's as many as many breweries now as there was back in 1900, but it's gone way down.
Yeah.
To nothing.
Of course, not in during Prohibition, it pretty much dropped down to zero.
Right.
And then, oddly enough, in 1980, that was the lowest number of breweries in the United States since Prohibition.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Why 1980? And then it started, ever since then, it's been climbing up. And of course, in 1990, to about 2002, it shot up like 1,000 breweries.
The thing to me
in 12 years,
I'm curious to find out what happened in 1980. If there was a changing in maybe some of the beer laws or something in distribution or whatnot.
Yeah,
I mean something must have happened when I mean it spiked up after Prohibition, but then it was a steady decline. You know, for all those other breweries. So either that was when the macro breweries, you know, the big three started to really accelerate, you know, and kind of put the other guys out of business. And I'm not sure what happened in 1980, but something must have happened in 1980 because it just skyrocketed up from there.
And it looks like if the large breweries number hasn't changed since 1980, it looks like they pretty much were the only option we had.
Yeah.
Because it looks like there was about 20. If you look at the chart, it dips way down. And it looks like it might be about 20.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's just insane. So our parents had no choice but to drink crappy beer.
So we don't blame them.
They had to go to Europe or somewhere to get decent beer.
Right. Anyway. If you get a chance, you guys go to our Hop Topic section of our website, and we'll have that on there for you. As a matter of fact, it's there now, so go check it out.
Yeah. It's there now.
It's there now. Hey, let's drink some more beer. What do you think?
My glass is empty, so...
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Here's looking at you.
Can't see it through all the
That's
hair.
That's what it says on the bottle. Here's looking at you. All right, so this is back to Toby here in the West Side. I am trying Lagunitas, the Hairy Eyeball. What is the Hairy Eyeball, you ask? Sounds like something you need a prescription for. No. This is Lagunitas Brewing Company. They're out of Petaluma, California. They've been, if anybody knows Lagunitas, other than their IPA and their pale ale, mostly everything that they brew does not really fit into a style. They don't categorize a lot of their beers into a particular style because a lot of it's just crazy stuff, you know. This one in particular, they do not give a style to it on their website. But if you go to Beer Advocate or Rate Beer, they call it an American Strong.
Yeah. And the closest they get is they mention like Big Brown Warmer. So that in itself is kind of like this kind of mutt of a style. You know, it's a brown ale that's like a winter warmer, or is it just like a high alcohol brown ale? Like they do that on purpose. And for me, it's interesting. I think they come out with some interesting beers.
It is their seasonal. They try and get it out every New Year's Day, so it's kind of like a holiday seasonal. You can go to www.lagunitas.com. It comes in at 9% ABV. An interesting note about the brewery is they just did a $9.5 million expansion that will put it in the ranks of the nation's largest craft brewers. So they're going from 100,000 barrels to 600,000 barrels. So they're getting up there to like Sierra Nevada level of brewing capacity.
I did not know that.
A quick little note about the hairy eyeball. No actual eyeballs were added during the brewing of this beer.
Well, that makes it a little less interesting.
Rate Beer gave this a 95. Beer Advocate users gave it a B+. Cracking it.
And guess what? The Allstrom brothers have not weighed in on that beer.
So it pours out a light copperish brown color. Nice head on it. I've got about a finger and a quarter of a like off-white kind of yellowish type color head. It's a very dark body, very dark red. So it's like a very, like a dark ruby. On the nose, ooh. I get hints of, it's very sweet smelling. It's like a honey. Maybe some brown sugar. Ooh, what is that? It's like, it's not bananas. It smells like some sort of a candy. Like a Jolly Rancher, like a cherry Jolly Rancher, but not a really strong cherry. Actually smells pretty inviting. I got this. I want to give a quick shout out to Chuck. He hooked me up with the hairy eyeball. He didn't like it, so he gave it to me.
Nice.
He said it was too sweet for him, so we'll see. He's an IPA guy, so taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's got a pretty big mouthfeel.
Does it taste?
Mike, you're gonna kill me.
Cola.
It does.
Damn it! One of these days, I'm gonna have a cola beer.
There's a certain like.
Don't say cola again.
It's not like Coca-Cola or Pepsi or anything like
that.
Oh,
have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up.
It finishes pretty dry. It's not as thick and syrupy as I was expecting it to be. It's a little thick, but it does have a nice bite to it. I don't get any alcohol warming. What did I say it was?
9. Or is
9%?
Or is ye olde Beer Coaster Chris would say 9.0%.
And it has, I didn't give the IBUs, it's got 56.7 IBUs.
Oh, that's not that bad. I figured it'd be higher than that. I would say Lagunitas in general is fairly big beers for the most part. At least the ones that I've had, that I remember.
My experience with Lagunitas is, you know, beers like the Brown Sugar and the Hop Stupid. Brown Sugar is big, thick, beefy sipper, you know. This one is a sipper. I mean, it actually does have a little bit of that winter warmer type spiciness to it, but it's more on the sweeter side. It's almost like a sweet cookie with it finishes with a nice little bitter hoppiness to it. It's not, it's actually,
see their Brown Sugar on their website, and that makes me very upset.
Should be there.
Seats.
I think it's an unlimited release. There's something else in this, though. Like I said, cola, but there is something else.
No eyeballs.
It's actually really tasty. For a food pairing, ooh, I don't know.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, this is tough. This might actually work well with
chicken.
with Thanksgiving dinner, actually.
Yeah.
Like turkey and like a green bean casserole with onions and stuff in it. I think that would be, yeah, something oniony. I think this would work well with. Absolutely. Because it does have a little bit of a palate cleanser because it's not that thick and syrupy. So it does wash wash down. I'm just going to stick with green bean casserole with some, maybe some turkey on the side. How about that?
All right.
I know it's weird, but anyway, that's the hairy eyeball.
It's your parent,
from
man.
from Lagunitas.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Right. For my second tasting flight this evening.
Oh, so nice.
This is Mike from the East Coast, and I'm going to try Dogfish Head's A Chicory A Stout.
Nice.
This is from Dogfish Head Brewery. Their website is www.dogfish.com. The ABV on this beer is 5.2%, that is. The IBUs are 21. The ingredients for this one, from this is as much as I could muster up here, they actually use roasted chicory, some organic Mexican coffee, some St. John's wort, some licorice root, and for hops, they use a whole leaf cascade and Fuggle. Yeah. Rate Beer rates this 95 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this AB plus, and the Alstrom Brothers rate it AB minus. I'm cracking it.
You go and crack it now.
Oh, I didn't hear anything. Kind of scared.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Pours black. I'm going to pour kind of aggressive here just in case. Oh, that's not too bad. Whew, I can smell it already. Well, let's talk about appearance here. Deep brown, some ruby highlights. Can't see through it at all.
Nice head.
Yeah, some tan head. Say about a finger and a half.
Nice.
But on the nose. Rich.
Depending on the size of the Yeti.
Rich chocolate on the nose. Get some of that woody chicory in there. Or should I say Rudy? More like Rudy instead of Woody. A big like chocolate maltiness, like a good roasted stout. But big chocolate. But actually surprisingly more chocolate than I was expecting, like more coffee, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Coffee's kind of faint. It's kind of undertone, but there's big chocolate. I gotta take a sip. I can't wait.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Ah, there we go. Some roasted roastiness in the taste. Not as much
nice.
On the aroma, because it was kind of masked by all that chocolate. There's some...
Now, if you could have gotten... Coffee. Roasted roastiness and Yeti finger in one sentence, that would have been... Even better, but they were pretty close. You got it in the same tasting. That's good.
There's always next week.
Sorry for the interruption.
Oh, it's okay. There's a, it's almost like a milk chocolate flavor in here too. It's something very buttery about the chocolate in the flavor. I'm really not getting a whole heck of a lot of chicory. I'm getting some, not as much as I would have expected. It's kind of bouncing back and forth. There's some kind of strange flavors going on here.
Strange, huh?
Bit of astringency going on. A little bit of smokiness. It's interesting. It's kind of a medium mouthfeel. It's not as big and as rich as I thought it would be, you know, as far as mouthfeel goes. If I was going to pair this with something, it's tough because I'm getting the chicory and I can't even think of chicory without thinking about New Orleans and having those beignets. And I know it's kind of odd pairing because you usually have in
the
kind
French
of
pastries,
you know, like a cafe au lait or something with the beignets. But I would love to have a beignet with a beer like this. I think that'd be a great, you know, a great pairing to have a chicory stout and the beignets. So
that's cool.
That's my pairing.
I actually have a beignet box mix.
New Orleans from, what is it? Cafe du Monde? Du Monde? I
something like that. I know I'm probably messing it up. So, and if Nolan's listeners, you give us some backwash.
Yeah. You don't have some backwash now and then, yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, if you get a chance, check it out. It's tasty. Dogfish Head Chicory Sap.
It's tasty.
It's tasty.
Irina Slutsky says, so does Foursquare have a therapy badge? A mental health badge? LOL. A marriage counseling badge? Those things are hard. Beer is easy.
That's right, folks. Last call for alcohol. Toby, what's your pint ratings?
All right, Bridgeport's...
What your pint ratings be?
Bridgeport's Hop Czar. This is a great... it's an Imperial IPA, but it's not really Imperial, you know what I mean? Like, it's actually a simmer-down Imperial. It's not full-fledged Imperial.
Okay, more like an English style...
Well, no, I mean, it's got
European style Imperial.
It's got great hoppiness to it, and I could see how it would be too hoppy for some people, so that's why it would be, you know, it's more than an IPA, but it's not as malty as like an Imperial IPA should be, but it's very tasty nonetheless, and it's more drinkable, and I really enjoy drinking it, so I'm going to go with 4 pints.
Oh.
Even though it's not exactly very Imperial to me, because when I think Imperial, I think something that's going to, like, knock your ass, like, whoa. Not just hoppy, but, you know. Anyway. The Lagunitas Hairy Eyeball. This is very, very good. It's different. It's tasty. It's a little bit of a sipper. But I'm enjoying this extremely. It's great. I'm going to go 4.5. Not quite perfect, but still awesome.
Wow.
4.5. Very, very good. Like, I think I... Maybe some of it is... I was expecting it to be... something that's a little too much for me. But it's not. I mean, towards the end, as it warmed up, it started to get more hoppy. And... just good, different, good, tasty. Definitely try it again. 4.5.
Well, for my pint ratings, my Smutty Nose Star Island Single is very drinkable. Bottom line, it's got some decent flavors. I kind of finally figured out that it was maybe the coriander as far as the spice goes in there. It's a good session beer. This actually may be a good one to introduce people to. Trying to introduce people to craft beer because it's very, it's not too big and bold. There's some flavor in there, but there's nothing that, like, comes out and, you know, start to try to beat up your tongue or, you know, puck your lips or anything. But,
body blow, knock it out.
No, and, I'm giving this one 3.5 pints.
Nice.
I think it is, very serviceable, if you will. Mm.
You were serviced.
Chicory Stout. Yes, I felt serviced. For the Dogfish Head Chicory Stout, I give it the same rating, and it's odd because these beers are so different from one another, but as far as the level of the level of flavor and drinkability is very similar, and I kind of have to rate it the same because this is kind of what I'm getting from these beers. They are very different, you know, the big kind of chocolate roastedness compared to the Belgian-y sweetness of the other one. But, I just
I mean, that's my pint rating, so I'm sticking to it. So you guys can't change my mind, no matter how hard you try.
All right. That's pretty cool, yeah. Though, that we had so many different type beers on the show, and I mean, that just goes to show how, you know, no matter what style you prefer or whatever, that you're going to take two completely different beers, try them back to back, and still be equally pleased with both of them.
Yeah, it's very odd that these two, you know, and these, I honestly picked these randomly. There was really no forethought in picking these beers out of the fridge today. It's like I saw two bottles. Okay, this is what I'm doing for the show. So just interesting that they kind of played out that way.
Yeah.
Individual shout-outs this week. Toby, you got any shout-outs you want to
I want to say a big thanks and shout-out to Molly at Bridgeport Brewing. She hooked me up with the info on the beer today. She got back to me real quick. So, yeah, Molly, thanks a lot. Awesome.
Cool. That's always cool. I love it when they get back to us right away. It's always nice to... been getting the email the day after we record.
Yeah.
Oops. Yeah. So do you guys know that you can follow us on Twitter? You should know that by now. We're on Twitter, Beer Coasters Pod. You can follow us on Facebook. You can like us. You can friend us. You can comment. Just do that. It's fun. We like to be social beer flies.
Yeah.
If you will.
Beer flies. And we're also on Untappd.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting. We're going to have to put that into the notes.
Yes,
we're all over Untappd, logging beers left and right.
Pretty cool.
Untappd.
If you want to give us your comments, your suggestions, your favorite beer, your favorite beer bar, favorite brewery, and you want to send us an email, you can do that.
Your favorite your favorite regional non-craft brewery.
Of the 37 in this country, let us know what is your favorite by sending us an email at backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also call our audio backwash hotline. That's 339-225-9274 or 339-BACKWASH without the C.
That's what I should have gave for my individual shout out. To thank Kenneth for being on the show last week.
He was on the show.
And that was really cool.
So he's
now I'm gonna have to go on Facebook and request his friendship.
his palate has changed since he's been on the show.
Yes.
So we're changing palates one at a time.
That's right. One sip at a time.
One sip at a time.
That's it. That's our next t-shirt. So check out our website. We get some cool stuff on our website. That's kind of our headquarters. We got all kinds of stuff you can check out. All our hop topics are there. We got
pint ratings.
Pint ratings, and it's all searchable. We get lots of archived episodes now. So, you know, if there's a beer style you like, we've probably done a show on it. So
we've done 95 other episodes.
Yes, that's true. So I'm sure there's a beer style that you like there.
Yeah.
That website is, of course, www.beercoasterspodcast.com. Subscribe in iTunes again if you need to. We know we had some of those iTunes updates and downloads of new versions of iTunes, and doesn't necessarily resubscribe you. So please go and resubscribe. Also, you can find us on podcast.com.
And if you want any Beer Coaster swag, like shirts and steins and stickers and stuff, you can go to our website, beercoasterspodcast.com. You can click on the shop link, buy some swag. And don't forget to tell your friends if you have any craft beer lovers that are friends of yours. Tell them about the show. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. And if you're in the Las Vegas area, check out Aces and Ales. It's a cool beer bar in Las Vegas, and they have, let's see, what do they got going on this week? $5 for all craft beers during the NCAA tournament games. Yes, for March Madness, $5 craft beers. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
check it out. Support your local brewery, brew pubs, etc. Beer bars, like Aces and Ales. Drink local, because local is fresh.
Now, should we support our regional non-craft breweries? Non-craft.
I don't know. If it's non-craft, I don't know if we really even want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
That's just us, because we are.
Support your microbreweries and your brew pubs. There you go.
That's right.
And of course, don't drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
That's it for this week's issue of the Beer Coasters podcast. Cheers.
Cheers, Mike.
Cheers, Toby. Wait. My beer fridge still needs cleaning. Otherwise known as a Yeti finger's worth of head. According to the Yeti, I guess it would depend on the size of the Yeti.
That's Tuesday!